Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Well, in the Michael Jackson coverage, you might have missed this. The Centers for Disease Control said on Friday, at least a million people in the U.S. may have the H1N1 virus known as swine flu. 127 deaths from the flu have been confirmed. Joining us now, Donald McNeil, science and health reporter for our partner, The New York Times. He's been following the outbreak from the beginning. Donald, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
So a million, that seems like a big number.
It's an estimate. I mean, only in the few, something like 30,000 cases have actually been confirmed by the laboratory. But that's the way flu spreads, is it cases double every few days. But now, it's still the vast majority of them are mild.
And we've been told that there's a tsunami of flu cases that's likely to hit the beach maybe in the fall, that the virus sort of migrates maybe south of the equator during the winter down south and then comes up as we get into the fall here. And there's been some talk by the World Health Organization that there's a mutation possibility here.
Well, there's always been a mutation possibility, but flus are... The only thing you can say about flu is that they're unpredictable. It could mutate to be less of a problem. It could mutate to be more of a problem, or it could not mutate at all. Right now, it's in Australia. They're having a big flu season. It's a combination of this new flu plus one of the regular H3N2 flus that they have there. So you're having young people hit by this flu and old people hit by the regular seasonal flu. But they haven't seen a huge spike in deaths yet. But they are seeing a very rapid spread of flu down there.
I mean, in one of the stories that you've written on this, it seems as though potentially the million people who have had this mild form of the flu might be lucky, in that if it does mutate to be something more dangerous down south by next fall, we... who have had the flu, and I'm not saying I'm one of them, but if I were one of them, I would have an immunity to even the mutated version, possibly, right?
Probably.
It's a good chance, though.
Yeah, there's a good chance, because presumably even if the flu mutates so that it becomes more lethal, it doesn't necessarily change the outer parts of the flu virus that actually attach to the cell. So it might transmit to people in exactly the same way, but then it produce a more dangerous protein, the PB1F2 protein. That could be, or do other things. I mean, it also might become Tamiflu resistant and stuff. But I'm, trying not to raise alarm about this. It might do this,
but which case would be more serious? You could give me the rationale behind the McNeil family possibly wanting to infect their own children to develop this immunity.
That's a little bit of an overstatement.
I was talking with
your producer, but yes, it is true that at my steps, I have an 8-year-old stepson, and essentially, I saw that it was a race at his school between whether or not the school would reach its June closing date or the flu would close enough classes to shut down the school first. And I think that the threes and fours classes closed down, and I think maybe the sixth grade was dismissed early. But so the flu was definitely in the school, and the principal was putting out guidance, keep your kids home. He had Purell hand sanitizers all over the school.
Man, they're doing well. You got to have stock in those guys.
Yeah. So then a little girl who lives down the block from us, whose brother is a good friend of my stepson Rory's, got very sick all of a sudden, and I was sure it was swine flu. And my wife, who's a doctor, and I sort of debated whether or not sending Rory down the block to go play with Charlotte. But in the end, we figured, well, Charlotte's brother Callan is going to get it. Rory's probably going to get it one way or the other. And so we didn't go down and pester Charlotte.
Right, well, it's an interesting argument. And in fact, it raises the question, and it's sort of a yes or no answer here in the last 30 seconds. Where do we stand on a vaccine? Getting closer?
Getting closer, but there's no way there's going to be enough for the whole country by fall.
Really?
Correct.
Well,
no way.
Something to pay attention to. Donald McNeil, New York Times science and health reporter, talking about H1N1 virus. A million cases in the U.S., according to the Centers for Disease Control. Don, thanks.
Thank you.